You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 100, My Favorite Lessons. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish, I'm your host. I'm a mom to 6 kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep. Most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. Can you even believe it? I mean, maybe it's just me that can't believe it. But 100 episodes? I've had that much to say? That's so funny to me. Oh, 100 episodes. Well, today, my dream 100th episode was that my sisters would join me. There's 5, my maiden name was Solace. So we have 5 Solace sisters, and I have 2 amazing sister-in-laws. My 2 amazing sister-in-laws are not life coaches, and they probably would join me on a podcast if I asked them, because they're pretty awesome. But my sisters, just the ones that I grew up with, they're all coaches or in coach training or in their coach certification, and they're awesome. And I wanted to bring them all together, and we would talk about our journey with figuring out that our thoughts have been the problem all along about our things we struggle with. And that is still a dream episode I'm going to make happen. I really wanted that to be the 100th episode, but I had sisters traveling and they weren't going to be in a good Wi-Fi location. Anyway, it just didn't work out, but that episode is coming. And I won't make it wait till the 200th episode. We're going to do it sooner than that. So hopefully that's soon. But today, there's a backup. Instead, and I think it's still going to be a fantastic episode, is I'm going to share the things. I was going to make like an amount of things. But I think that as I talk, I might think of more things. So I'm just going to share the things that I have learned in this podcast journey over these, has it been 2 years? I think it will be 2 years, 2 years in March that is when I launched the podcast in 2020. And so what have I learned? Because you have to really know that when I launched the podcast, I thought I might want to coach, but I really just inside me, I had things to say. I was figuring things out and I was learning things that were bringing me peace. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I've got to share this with the world. Like there's other women who have to be just like me, literally other twos, women that are twos in the world who have struggled with this their whole life, have always been at war with their body. Always wanted to make peace with their body, but didn't know how. Always thought that the path of for peace with their body was through weight loss. And if they could just figure out the weight loss piece, then they could have the peace with their body, right? Like I just knew that there's no way I was the only one. And so I just started hitting record and, you know, podcasting and using the podcast forum to say what I felt like I needed to say, and hoping that other women would need to hear it too. And I really didn't know how to launch a podcast. I've learned a lot since I've launched that I did it completely backwards and not the way I was supposed to. Because I literally hit record and then I just published and I said, here we go. Now I have a podcast where, you know, I actually help other women start podcasts when they choose to. And I tell them all the things I've learned and, And there's a learning curve, and I learned that curve. But if I relaunched, and sometimes I think about relaunching, and if I was to do that, I would do it. I would do some things differently. So I've learned some things, but I'm not going to share those things. I'm not going to share the things I've learned about how to podcast. I want to share the things that I've learned on this path of just sharing with the world my story, and then learning that my story is not special whatsoever. That's the first thing I want to share, is that I have learned that it's the American girl experience to be unhappy with your body. That's the first one I want to talk about that I've learned. Here I thought that it was just this trial I was having, that I always thought I had to fix my body, that I couldn't figure out exactly how to do that. And then when I did figure it out, it was very disordered eating and basically, you know, it wasn't ever healthy, but it was shrinking my body and I got lots of compliments. But what I learned is all of that is literally the American experience for girls and women. Like, I was just the classic in the statistics. You know, what is it? 50% of American girls are dislike their body at 13. And it's 79% of American girls don't like their body at the age of 17 as they are graduating from high school. I mean, that is the American experience. And so as we know that, especially those of us who are mothers, we can see how that's what our girls are up against. And that's what we've been up against. And what are we going to do about it? Like, we can literally do better. And what will we do? And that's what I hope you've found here on the podcast, is finding a path to, well, if the world's been wrong about my body all along, what do I want to think and feel about it? And literally, that's a choice I get to make. All right. So that's the first one. It's the American girl experience. The next one I want to talk about is, I've really learned that God has been very clear with us about the way he wants us to feed our bodies. How he wants us to feel about our bodies is also in the scriptures, but you have to like dig a little deeper. But he literally like spells it out in the Word of Wisdom. And I took that as literally eating whole food plant-based. And I do believe that eating whole food plant-based 90% of the time is going to create the most health for you long-term. But I also have learned on this journey that God did not give us the Word of Wisdom and give us clarity about it, so that as women, we could beat ourselves up about it when we don't do it perfectly. Because he literally knows that we live in a time, it's also the American experience, to be eating foods that were never meant for mankind to eat. And he knew the nutrition world would be very noisy. Even within our circles of our faith, it's noisy. In the sense of what we should and what we shouldn't do. There's not a lot of clarity. No one stands at the pulpit at church and says, this is how we should be eating. We don't talk, it's not discussed. It's like this little treasure you have to go find. And that's what I've really discovered, is it's a treasure, and not everyone is ready to even know about the treasure. And that's why it's a treasure, because you have to go seek and find it, just like any other treasure. And so if you're seeking, God's probably going to point you in that direction and help you. But if you're not seeking, I don't think you see it. And even when I'm like proclaiming it from the rooftops, wanting my circle of influence to hear it, I'm talking about you here on the podcast. I'm just talking about in my ward and in my circle of influence, my physical circle of influence, it falls on deaf ears, or they think I'm wackadoo, or they think it's just another new diet I'm trying. And so I love that he's clear, but I also love that he knows that we live in a very fallen world, and we live in a world where it is the American experience to have an abundance of food that's not real food. And so an abundance of meat and dairy are, you know, eating animals and animal products is king. And so, you know, just ask anybody who wants to try keto. Like, it just sounds like the best idea ever to people. And you do lose weight. And so, well, that's got to be the holy grail, right? That's got to be it. And so, yeah, I've learned a lot about that, especially in my experience these last 3 months, where it's almost like my brain couldn't focus on just focusing on plants and like doing that, and like feeling like I had to like focus on my family and what their needs were and what they needed to be eating. And like, God's really shown me, like, Trisha, this is like, I'm showing you the, here it is. This is the ideal, but I'm not commanding it. And there's a reason for that. A, because you're human. And I realize you're not going to eat perfectly. Even there's so many different versions of perfectly, right? Even amongst the plant-based eaters, there's different versions of perfectly. And so we don't want to create more and more confusion. We just want to eat real food, mostly plants. And almost, for me, the goal is to almost make it so it's, I don't even have to think about it. I don't have to focus on it all the time. I don't have to have it be the number one thing I'm concerned about in my life, like I do when I'm on a diet or on my 500 calorie diet. Like, it takes over. And the goal is to get to the point where this is just what I eat and it's not a big deal. And I move along and I know I'm taking care of my health. And that's some work that we all can do. And in the beginning, when we start to eat more plants, it does take a little more thought and a little more focus, but the goal is eventually, and if you've had a hard time with this, I have a course in Breathe that's called 30 Days to Plant-Based Eating Without Dieting. And you are welcome to come join Breathe and take that course. It might really help you. It's 30 videos of me walking you through how to do this and do this without losing your mind and making it into a diet. Because I think a lot of us, number two, as we come to the Word of Wisdom, we're like, oh, now we know. Give me the rules. I'm in. And I think that if we come to the Word of Wisdom a little bit differently than that, and we think this is the ideal, I'm working towards the ideal, but I'm still going to be human. And that's where that 90-10 comes in, where 90% of the time, this is just kind of what I eat, but 10% of the time, my life's going to not allow that. And I'm going to enjoy a family dinner with my family when it's a tradition, or I'm going to go to lunch with friends. I'm not going to shrink my life trying to live the Word of Wisdom and not live a big, beautiful life because I'm just so scared of not eating anything else besides perfectly eating plants. Okay. So I've learned that. All right. The next thing, and that's probably the only other thing I'm going to share about eating plants, because we talk about that a lot. And I've really learned that there's a reason why it's not a commandment. That's the thing there I wanted you to hear. All right. I have learned the next one is God wants more for his daughters than a life of trying to be small or thin, however you want to say it. He wants more for us, y'all. It's Satan that is always planting those thoughts that you have in your mind that your body should be different, your body should be better. And if maybe you live in a small body, but you have thoughts that your nose should be different, or that you should have better hair, or that you, maybe you think you're too thin. I don't know. It's like Satan and diet culture. I call those things kind of the same thing. They're no respecter of persons. They're no more respecter of a person in a thin body than they are of a person in a bigger body. It might show up different for her. It might show up different than she believes her value is in her thin body. And then as that changes in her life, it's going to slap her in the face and she's going to have to figure out, oh, wait, why this is not where my value comes. Or, you know, and those of us in bigger bodies, we just think, well, if this is where our value is, then when I am smaller, I'll have more value. And it's just not true. It's just Satan's greatest lie. And God literally wants more for us. Yes, he wants more. Oh, and I'm in my office today recording, and the neighbor dogs are going bonkers. So be patient with that. Okay. So God wants more for his daughters than a life of trying to be small. And diets, I want you to think about what diets do. Because even like right now, I'm trying to get back onto, I'm eating plants again, and I'm trying to like get my taste buds to like the plants. And it's taking some time because I know I will like it. I've hijacked them for 3 months. And so, but I have to tell you, the 3 months of eating all the things, I also wasn't finding a lot of joy in that anymore. It all of a sudden, everything starts tasting the same. And so when I'm back over here and I'm trying to eat plants, I'm just being really patient with myself. But my brain shows up and is like, when my friends ask me to lunch, I'm like, oh, I can't go. Because I'm really, because I, when I try to get back onto plants, I try to be as perfect as I can to kind of pendulum swing the other way. And then I kind of come back a little bit, but I try to really eat really good, really clean. And it, for me, it helps my brain if I just really try to be 100% for a little while. But then I can't go to lunch with my friends. But do you see me not going to lunch with my friends? In my mind, that's me shrinking my life. Like I have to hide in my house so I can eat my plants. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go to lunch. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to eat the best choices I can. And it's fine. God doesn't want me shrinking my life so that I can just eat plants. It's not, he doesn't want that. And whatever diet you're on, you know it. You've known that you've probably shrunk your life so that it can fit into whatever diet you're on. He wants more for us. He wants more for us than constant thoughts that we should be smaller, than what we should be working to be smaller, like all of that stuff. He does not want that for us. I read a really powerful post on one of the groups I'm in. And she talks about how she's like, I really do care about eating plants, but when I'm ultra focused on it and it consumes me, I always feel God kind of tell me that it's too much and that I need to live a little bit more, a life that's a little bit more balanced and not so over-focused on the nutrition part. And the comments that she got, and if you're one of my listeners, you know who you are, but I'm not going to use your name, but your post in there, really, I'm like, yes, this. And you know, people are like, oh no, it's hard at first. You have to do it. And I say all those things too. Like at first, when you try it, it's going to take a little extra focus, but we don't want it to run our lives. We don't want it to take over. We don't want it to be this focus where, we can't do anything outside of our home because of what we might eat outside of our house. You know, like, and I've had to really work on that because I really love to live in the perfection. My brain loves that. So I've had to learn that God doesn't want me to shrink my life for plants. He wants me to just do the best I can in whatever situation I'm in, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is not to shrink our lives. All right. The next one is what I've learned is I've learned about permission. I've learned that for all of us in this, when we talk about weight loss, we think, oh, but I just feel so much better in a smaller body. And I have learned that that's something we can challenge. That you might, it's easy to think that, but really what you've done is, all you've done is when you're in a smaller body, you've given yourself permission to like yourself better in that smaller body. The only thing difference between your bigger body and your smaller body, whether or not how you feel about it, has nothing to do about that body. It has to do with the thoughts that you chose and the feelings that that created in a bigger body or in a smaller body. Your body literally has nothing to do with it. You're like, no, Trish, really, like when I'm smaller, I just feel better. And I'm like, do you know what? I'm going to challenge that. When you were smaller, you probably still had thoughts that maybe you should still be a little bit smaller. Or when you were smaller, you were still concerned how I'm going to look in this picture. Am I going to look fat? Am I not? You still had these challenging thoughts that were happening in your brain And you all know you've done this because all you have to do is look at a picture when you're smaller and think, oh, if I could just look like that again. But if I could put you in that body when you were smaller and run the thoughts that you had in your head at the time, they're probably not all that different than the thoughts you have right now. But when you look at the picture, you think, oh no, I had permission. Well, not even that. I know you don't know it's about permission. You think, oh, look, I look so great then. But most likely, I'm telling you, your thoughts at that time in that picture, if you could go in and be in your body in that picture, your thoughts weren't all that kind to yourself at that time either. So what I've learned in this beautiful process of learning how to love the space I take up in the world is it just has to do with when I choose to give permission. And I want you to think of the person in your life who lives in a bigger body. Are you waiting around to give yourself permission to love that person in their bigger body until they're smaller? I don't think that even crosses your mind. You're giving yourself permission to love them because you love them. And we just need to grant ourselves that same permission. And really start finding some acceptance for where we're at. Because when I look at women outside of myself, I look at someone in a whatever body, and I think, I wonder if she's super, has given herself permission to love herself in that body. And I wonder if she's just chosen to love that body. Because it's just a choice. And I, for a long time, before I found any of this work, I remember wanting to have friendships and things. And I would meet someone and I would think, oh, she lives in a bigger body. Is she okay with herself? I was just really wanting to find a friend who was okay in the skin she was in and not wanting to change it. I wanted a friend so badly that just gave herself 100% permission to just love exactly who she was. I remember I took my son to school this morning, and on my way home, this beautiful woman was walking and in a little bit bigger body, like, in a, you know, but she's walking and I'm thinking, look at her taking care of herself. Go girl. And then I also thought, I wonder if she loves that body she's in. I wonder if she loves that butt. And that, you know, I'm having these thoughts like, or I wonder if she's walking because she's trying to think that her body's a problem and she's supposed to be changing it. All those things that I'm talking about, they're all just thoughts. And your body has nothing to do with how you feel about your body. It's the thoughts you've chosen. But all of us want to do things the hard way around. We think that we have to fix and create a body that's worth loving so that we can give ourselves permission to love that body. It has nothing to do with the body. Your body is 100% lovable right now. And think of all the women that you could influence by just loving the space you take up in the world. Give yourself 100% permission to just love it. To look in the mirror and go, girl, you look good. And not think that you can do that when your body has behaved in a way and has shrunk in a way that you think is when we're all allowed to give ourselves permission to love that body. Does that make sense? Are you hearing me? So I've learned a lot about permission. And if you don't know how to give yourself permission to love the space you take up in the world right now, that's why you come join Breathe. That's why you come work with me. That's why you come join and start listening to other women be coached about their bodies. Because I know you're going to go, wait, your body's fine. Why do you have those thoughts? And then someone else should be like, oh, but why does she think that? Like when you see someone else working through this process, because I'll coach you, but you also get to listen to other women be coached. You'll be like, oh my gosh, but she's fine. Why does she think that? Like, because we are really okay with everyone else's bodies, but our own. And so it's just this, it's something that you have to learn, a skill you have to learn to give yourself permission to love the space you take up in the world. And it has nothing to do with when you lose weight. It has nothing to do with, and you still can lose weight if you want. You still can make and keep commitments to yourself to create the whatever you want in the world. You get to do that. But I'm telling you, if we're doing those things just so we can give ourselves permission when we're small to finally love ourselves, It's literally A, the hardest way around to get to that. And B, it's not how it works. We've got to find a space to give ourselves permission right now. Okay, hope you got that. The next thing I've really learned, and I learned this from Glennon Doyle. I just read her book, Love Warrior. So good. If you want a good book, this is a good one. Because basically in her book, she talks about her own experience of just never being okay with herself and always scanning the world and looking outside of herself to see if she was okay. And it's really her process of choosing to just be okay with who she was and show herself self-love and no longer gauge her beauty and her who she is and what she wants in the world, no longer gauging it on what everyone else is telling her what she should want. I just really loved it. But she has a quote, and it's something that I have just chosen to take on for myself. And it's the only thing that's ever been wrong with me is the belief that I had something wrong with me. The only thing that's ever been wrong with me is my belief that something's been wrong with me. That's it. Nothing's wrong with you, people. My friends listening, there's nothing wrong with you. Nothing. You are worthy and amazing and just worthy. Let's stay with that word. You have your worth intact. You were given it when God created you, whenever that was. And you are 100% worthy of love. You're worthy of whatever you want your world to be. And you're worthy right now. Not when you achieve this or that or serve this person or do that calling, none of it. Your worth is intact and you have it right now. And you're worthy of love right now. And there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing. And the only thing that's wrong with you is your belief. If you have a belief that something's wrong with you, that's it. And what the beautiful part about that is I'm giving you your power back. You can change your belief. You know what a belief is? It's just a thought we think all the time. That's a belief. So you want to start creating new beliefs about who you are? We need to start thinking new thoughts. And we start with little baby thoughts that our brain can kind of believe, and then we grow those thoughts. And of course, that's all the work I do in Breathe with the women there, is we start creating and be having new thoughts so that we can create new beliefs. And the most beautiful work to do, because you can create beliefs about your business, you can create your beliefs about your family, you can create beliefs that you want to have about, you know, all the things you're doing in the world. But the most beautiful place to create a new belief is when it comes to yourself. It's such beautiful work. All right. I have all these sticky notes of all the things I've learned. All right, we've done that one. All right, and the last thing I want to share with you is that I've learned is bodies are neutral. I have a podcast about bodies are neutral. You can go listen to that if you're not sure what I mean when I say that, and you want to hear me go in a little bit more in depth about that, but. What I've literally learned, and the most powerful thing, this is my last one. And if I had numbered them, this would be number one, the best one, is that bodies literally are a neutral circumstance. And when I say that, you're like, what? Especially if you have not listened to that other episode, but you'll just have to scroll through and you'll see, I think the episode's called Bodies Are Neutral. I should have looked at that before I started, but you'll find it. And maybe I'll link it in the show notes. So if you can go click on that episode. But what I want you to hear is that all your circumstances in your world are neutral. And this is a teaching from the Life Coach School from Brooke Castillo. And I wish she would talk more about bodies being neutral, but she talks about just all your circumstances in your world are neutral. Your relationships you have are neutral. And what I mean by that is, like, let's say you're going you know, let's talk about the pandemic. That's always been my favorite example. The pandemic is neutral. It's not good. It's not bad. Just, it's just is. It's what, it's neutral. And then it becomes not neutral anymore because of what the thoughts we have about it. And we know that it's neutral because if you get on social media, everyone has different thoughts and feelings about the pandemic. Some people think it's the best thing ever because they get to work from home. Some people think it's the worst thing ever because they lose their business. So we can see the neutrality of a circumstance. All circumstances are neutral. The relationship you have with your spouse is neutral. Earthquakes, neutral. You know, any disaster in the world is neutral. And how do we know that? Because the people in the disaster think it's the worst thing ever. And the people on the other side of the world don't think anything about it because they don't know about it. And when they do, they never think about it to the degree of the person that's in it. They might go, oh, that's so sad. But then they move along. Or the person in it, it's complete, you know, it's the worst thing ever. So circumstances are neutral. And the greatest aha moment I've had in this journey while I've been podcasting, and I had started figuring it out before, is that my body is a circumstance and it's neutral. And the best news about circumstances is we can change circumstances, but usually it doesn't solve the problem. Sometimes it can. Like the pandemic, we couldn't even change the circumstance if we wanted to. It's still here. It's like, it's never going away. But we think that our circumstances cause our feelings. And circumstances can't make you feel anything. It's the thought that you have about that circumstance that creates the feeling inside you. And so when we have our bodies are neutral. How do we know? Because you go to Hurricane Harbor, my local water park, and you look around and there's women who are strutting their stuff in their bigger bodies and their bikinis. And then you see women who are in little bodies with their big old cover-ups. And then you see women in small bodies and bikinis. And then you see women in big bodies with big cover-ups on. Like, all the women have different thoughts about their bodies. And everybody has that because bodies are neutral. All of us get to choose the thoughts we have about our body, and then that creates the feeling that we have. And all of us get to choose how we want to feel about this gift from Heavenly Father, this inheritance that He's given us. And how do we feel about that gift? What do we want to think about that gift? The world very much tells us that it has to look a certain way, it has to be a certain way for it to be deemed lovable. And I'm telling you, it's a neutral circumstance. You get to choose your thoughts about your body, and then that creates feelings that you have about your body. Now, some of you are like, well, Trisha, murder is, that's like the favorite one everyone throws out. Murder is not a neutral circumstance. And I'm telling you, yes, it is. It's neutral. And we want to have certain feelings about certain circumstances. I like to think that murder is bad. That is something I'm not going to change. But it's neutral until I have a thought. And we choose to have certain thoughts about certain circumstances, and they're very appropriate. But sometimes we think that we have to change circumstances to feel better about them. And I'm telling you, like, a lot of times we think I have to divorce my husband for me to stop feeling the way I'm feeling. And I'm telling you that even that circumstance is the hard way around. You get to choose divorce, but I would hope that you find a way to choose loving thoughts about that spouse until you can choose loving thoughts to leave as well. And you do it all out of love because you get to choose your thoughts about your circumstances. And now I'm sharing all that and I'm like, I don't even know if they understand what I mean. So maybe I shouldn't have showed that as my last one, because I feel like I'm leaving y'all like, what is she talking about? Circumstances are neutral. You have to go listen to the other podcast. But I'm telling you, even like your hard circumstance with your kid is neutral. How do I know that? Because some people would have your same kid and think they're fine. And I'm not saying they are or they're not. I'm just saying, you know, I watch my friends parent and they get so uptight about certain stuff. And then I get uptight about different stuff because it's all a neutral circumstance. We get to think and feel. Thinking and feeling is what creates our feelings about those circumstances. Circumstances can never make you feel a certain way. So your body has never had the ability to make you feel a certain way about it because it's neutral. The only thing that's created the feelings you have about your body is your thoughts about them. That's what I want you to hear. How you think what's happening with your spouse, you get to choose the thoughts that you have about that. And most of the time, women come in to breathe and I coach about everything. Most of the time, it's their thoughts about their spouse that are creating their sorrow than it isn't necessarily about the spouse. And I'm not saying hard things aren't happening. I'm just saying when we start looking at our world as things are neutral, and then we start turning and giving us ourselves our power back about what do I want to think and feel in all of these different circumstances. My sister, when she was on the podcast, shared a really good example of that. She says death, like we lost our dad on Christmas Eve. And some people are very sad for us about that. But losing your dad on Christmas Eve is a neutral circumstance. And for some people, that's horrible. But for our family, we actually find it really special. We know how much my dad loved Christmas and we know how much pain he was in. And it's my sister's birthday. And it just feels like a very special, sacred thing. But another family might never want to put their Christmas tree up again because of it. Do you see that? Because they're just circumstances are neutral, and they're neutral until we have a thought that creates a feeling. And so how do we want to think and feel about our bodies, which are neutral circumstances? That's like the work. That is the work. When you come to breathe, that's the work. How do I want to think and feel about my body? Because it is neutral. It has nothing to do, literally, the size of your body or the way your body looks has nothing to do with the feelings that you have about it. It's all about your thoughts. All right. I think I've said that enough. All right, friends. Thanks for being with me here on the journey. I hope that my things that I shared today of all the lessons, my favorite lessons I've learned, are things that were maybe little reminders that you needed to hear today. And I'm just so grateful you're all here with me. It's such a safe space for me to come and share my life and share all my thoughts and feelings about this journey, and knowing that you're all on the journey too, not with mine, but with your own. And I hope that the work we do here is helping and blessing your life. All right. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. If you love what you hear on the podcast, and you're thinking you would like to have extra help, friends, this is why I've created Breathe. It's my monthly membership coaching program where you have access to coaching, you have video coach calls so you can watch other women be coached, and then you have access to all my courses, amazing courses like 30 Days to Plant-Based Eating, or my self-care course, or my course that helps you make peace with your body. It's all there for you. You also get a meal plan. So if you're trying to incorporate more plants, it gives you suggestions, simple 5 recipes a week with the grocery list so that you can take it to the store and easily incorporate more plants in your life. It also gives you a community of women on Facebook that can be there for support for you. And it all comes on an easy-to-use app. I've tried to literally think of everything
so that it can just really bless your life. And it works like Netflix. You come, you pay monthly for as long as it's helpful, and then you cancel at any point where it's not helpful anymore. So I would love to have you come join us in Breathe. All right, friends, we'll see you next time.